Okay, a story. So we have... I've just been playing with this scene here for some time. So I guess it should go in the story. You know, we have this house. And, I mean, I've been also thinking about that. Should it all be, you know, Stockholm, this city, that country, existing ones, and very just bam, realistic, with occasional complete detours into possible scenarios or outcomes from certain decisions made by people in the story. Anyway, so here we have one of those imaginary storyline pieces. And it could be all Pio because he's the one imagining it. But, you know, and maybe that's how we should put it, that Pio imagines and then there is this situation. And so he's sitting there in his little apartment in what he sometimes jokingly calls the Russian house, Hare Krishna house, mainly populated by Russians, Indians, and a couple of Swedes still. And war is going on out there. The brilliant leaders of his little country declared war on Russia, the biggest nuclear power in the world, who finally, after enough many missiles and drones have been launched into Russia by that little country, Sweden included that country, of course, hiding among a group of countries which makes them look very strong. So we are invincible, thinks that little Sweden, and starts to drop some explosives into the right on the heads of civilians in the capital and other major cities of that country. So finally, the big one answers, and it could be, you know, Oreshnik's with or without nuclear load. And but you know, the leaders of these, now I'm just using the actual country names, the European countries, including especially it seems the northern ones, they are living in their own world. They have hiding places. They can go to other countries and hide in America if that is required. And so they are brave. We're not giving up. See, this is what we said all the time, that they will come and invade Europe, and now they are doing it. We were right. And of course, thinking that people in general can't see the fact that they were the ones provoking year after year that big bear to come and answer by bombing their capital. So then one day, anyway, that's just the background of it, this imaginary story as of June 26th at least. They finally simply invade. They take over Finland in a couple of few days, and then they invade Sweden, and all of a sudden you have Russian soldiers walking around the streets of Stockholm, which they now have taken. And then, or they are about to, so maybe we should leave it at that point now. There are fights going on, and one day a few Russian soldiers enter the house where Peel lives and his friends live, banging on his door. And they are rough, tough soldiers, you know, they are prepared for meeting a gun when the door opens, you know. But then we have this old, you know, elderly gentleman just inviting them in and cooking some coffee and talking, saying this, we sometimes call this the Russian house. Maybe he calls for a Russian lady who can translate. And they have a little dinner or whatever. She brings some food and the others cook, and other Russians come. And they sit there, a gang around the table, this old Pio and some Russians. And he's saying, you know, this is a Hare Krishna house with mainly Russians and Indians, and, you know, I'm feeling embarrassed to be a Swede today. I feel more comfortable among, you know, I was married to a Chinese lady from Beijing. And my sons are half Chinese, they are in Asia now. So they are talking about these topics anyway, so far.